As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, I want to hear about fighting.
Yeah, we are.
Everybody likes to hear. Hey, put if you want, please put your headphones on.
Good morning and welcome to the Hard Luck Show.
Hell
you know what it is. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Big Lux in the building with the Indian.
Hey.
And old Blue Eyes.
That's right. That's
right. What the fuck is up right now?
Yeah.
And this morning, by way of the ring, UFC, Reseda, California.
That's right.
I want to bring in this fighter, man. This dude's doing some shit. And he's here today. Mr. Albert Morales is in the house. Man. Albert.
Yes,
UFC sir. Warrior. What's up, man? How you doing today?
Oh, man. Feeling amazing, man. I've been thinking about this all day, honestly, man. I'm hyped.
Yeah?
Yeah. Big time, man. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Right
me
on.
And Albert started following each other a while back, man. And he was repping like Cookies vibe stuff and
just on his own.
On his own, man. I was like,
because he knows quality.
Well, I was like, man, who is this? And I pop onto his page, man, and I'm like, dude, I checked a couple people that were following him.
Yeah.
UFC, and I'm like, start looking into him. I'm like, this dude's a badass, man. Like, I sent you a pack or something. I need to get you another pack, but I was like, I need to get this dude hooked up. And so we'll sporadically talk a little here, DMs here and there, but I've been watching his post and watching him kind of gain in his game, and I was like, man, this dude's really got something special going on, man, and your name's starting to buzz, and I was like, I need to get this gentleman on. Talk
right.
about what's going on, man.
Right.
Tell us, Albert, are you from out here? You from L.A. or from where are you from originally?
I'm from the Valley.
You're from the Valley?
Yeah, I'm from Reseda. I grew up there my whole life.
Is that
I
right?
I think I was originally born in Granada Hills, though.
Okay.
But then Reseda, like, literally, like, my whole life, all the way down from, like, where it's at Northridge all the way down to where it becomes, like, Tarzana.
Is that right?
So I've been on Reseda Boulevard my whole life.
Okay, yeah. All right. How long you been fighting, man? Like, tell me, how do we do this? How do we take this back?
Man,
you're a fucking UFC fighter. What the fuck?
I don't know because, quite frankly, there's a lot of UFC wannabe motherfuckers out there, right?
100, yeah.
I like your question, Big Lux. When did you really start fighting?
I mean, I've been fighting my whole life, you know, like, honestly, like, actually, I was bullied at first, to be honest with you. Like,
yeah.
We've heard that.
I was actually bullied in, like, elementary school, maybe, like, second grade, because my mom's from Belize. Mm-hmm. So she would always have me laced up with jewelry and stuff like that. That was just something that she liked to have me do, like, you know, at school.
That sounds great. Yeah. What was the problem?
I mean, I would get jacked. Yeah, they were jacked. It was crazy, because, like, now I think about it, I was young. These little kids jacking me, it's, like, it's crazy, but that shit happened. And I used to come home crying, and my mom's like, you know, one day she's like, hey, man, if you come here crying one more time, I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah. Damn, I like your mom, bro. Yeah. I like your mom.
Right. So, she might be listening to the Hard Luck Show.
Oh, she will be. For sure.
So what happened then when she told you that?
Shortly after I found those kids, you know what I mean? I think, I'm not sure if it was right after.
Did you break a bottle and you're motherfucker, where's my ring?
We scrapped. No, I think it was kind of like almost like a mental breakdown, maybe, you know what I mean? Like, and I just kind of just went after those kids, And then I got in trouble. That's the crazy thing about that shit. I got in trouble for it. But my mom wasn't mad at me, so it was cool. But then after that, I realized, oh, I can scrap, you know? And then I started kind of messing around a little bit. And then actually, I didn't get kicked out of elementary school, but they wanted me to leave.
It wasn't that I wasn't really kicked out, but they politely asked me to get the fuck on out of that school.
Yeah. They walked me to the door.
Right.
Yeah.
They said, we're not kicking you out, but you can't come back.
Yeah. You know, and then I ended up going to another elementary school and I culminated or whatever from there. But from there, I was picking fights a lot by then. Trying to fight like school, after school, you know, the guys that they're like college students or whatever, but they help out after school, like the YS or whatever. Like,
I'd
pick fights with those guys. Like, I was nuts. I don't know what I was thinking, man.
Yeah,
but that's what
you were kicking mentors' asses. You were like, hey, college age mentor, come on, I got a fucking story to tell you.
Lace up your shoes.
Yeah, come on.
But I didn't know how to fight really. I wasn't trained or anything like that. I was just scrappy. I don't know what it was.
Was it like in your beginning when you first started fighting, was it like a wild style? Like you just didn't give a fuck?
For sure. I mean, I didn't know what I wanted. Like I was just swinging, you know, and I guess God gave me power. You know what I mean? And it's kind of translating into my MMA career now. But like I was able to hit people. You know, I did the whole windmill shit. You know, I'd get hit. Like I'd keep my head up at first. But as soon as I got hit, then, you know, they started flying. Mm-hmm. And if I landed, and it was good. Mm-hmm. But, I didn't learn how to keep my head up until I was, like, in, like, middle school. My homie hit me with an uppercut. He said, keep your head up, you know. But,
Yeah. So then at what point in time do you find yourself in a gym or some formal type of training? When does that start in your life?
20, like about 21, because I got, I went to jail at 20, and I ended up getting, I got 2 years with half, but I had to do it in county. Mm-hmm. It was during that realignment thing, which was kind of cool because I got out with no probation and no anything like that. So it worked out, but my girlfriend at the time was pregnant with my daughter.
Okay.
And I missed the birth of my daughter. So when I got out, that's what, like, in jail, I decided I was going to be a fighter. I was like they let the Ultimate Fighter on, which was crazy because they never let fights on, you know what I mean? But for some reason, it came on TV. And it was during store night. I remember that night. I was there with my homies.
LA County?
Yeah, it was the Supermax.
Damn!
Yeah! Supermaxhardware.com.
We were watching it, and like some people were complaining. They wanted to switch it, put some sports up. Yeah,
right. Everybody loves Raymond.
Yeah. It's whack, you know? Yeah. But they kept it on.
Yeah.
They kept it on. And it was crazy because the week before, they actually did put it on, and then they took it off. So maybe the guard was like a fan that was watching. So there was, but it stayed on, and I was like, yo, when I get out, I'm going to do that shit.
Did you think on some level it was a sign for you that was for you?
Now I think so. You know, at the time, that was, I was like, I never had a job, you know, I haven't done shit, like, I was just so messing around, and, for sure, I thought it was, I mean, I guess it was a sign now, looking back at it, but just then, I was just like, I'm gonna do that shit, and that was it.
So how do you go from being sort of a natural scrapper, right, to then walking into a formal training situation? How did that happen?
So I got out of jail like weeks before I turned 21.
Yeah.
Turned 21, bought my first beer legally. I wanted to do that, you know?
And then,
yeah.
Right, of course.
Yeah. Everybody got it.
Right.
Yeah, I had to.
Ended then, in a fight, but whatever.
I just did one because I knew that I was going to look up. I had already looked up on Google MMA gym near me. There was one literally like maybe like 2 miles away, like walking distance. Mm-hmm. And I signed up, and that was it. Like after I bought my beer, I celebrated my birthday and then signed up at the gym, and that was it. You know, I had like $200. I was able to pay like my first and last month, and that was like, you know, I was gonna figure out what happened after that.
Right.
And
but
I would go, but the thing is, I started training every day. Like I would train from like, they opened at 9, it was like 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, then there was like a break, and then we come back 5 to 6, 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and I was there all day. Like, I would leave. Sometimes I wouldn't even leave, but I would leave and then come back.
When you say training, right, in those hours, what was the actual training that you were doing?
So that was more like a that's like a commercial gym. It was called Elite Training Center in Redondo Beach.
Okay.
Shout out to them.
Yeah.
But they had, like, kickboxing, they had MMA, they had like little, and it was a Krav Maga school too,
right?
So they had all these little different
Israeli programs, fighting
yeah,
style.
Yeah. So that the main guy was that was his expertise.
Yeah.
But they had just different blocks of classes, but they had MMA there, so that's right. The program that I signed up for. But with that program, it gave me all of them. You know what I mean? So I was literally there, just every class hitting them.
And I would imagine that when you're there and you're there all day, on the first day, they're like, yeah, everybody's fucking excited, right? Yeah. At what point did the instructors and everybody be like, oh, this dude's serious?
At that gym, they didn't.
No, shit.
Yeah, I had to leave. I actually got in trouble because I would find competitions because I wanted to compete.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't, like, I figured I was old. I was starting at 21 with no experience.
So right, you had to catch up.
Yeah, I had to go. So, like, I was looking for tournaments. I found them. I competed. I actually got kicked out the team because they had a fight team that you had to make, and I made the fight team, and I got kicked out of it because I went into a tournament without their permission. I used another team's logo to compete.
Yeah,
I won, and it's crazy because I won my division, which was white belt, and then they accidentally put me in the blue belt division before, and I won that. Oh no! I got second in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy. It was crazy because I did this. I did the blue belt tournament first, and then afterwards, like, I got second. I was all pissed. I was like, yeah, I came all the way out here for nothing. And then they called my name. They're like, Albert, report to the stage. You're up next. And I pull up, and I was like, yo, I just competed. No, they're like, no, you're here. You're a white belt. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, what did I just do? And then they found out that I was the blue belt tournament. Mm-hmm. But then from there, that gym found out that. And then they kicked me off the team. So then, because they didn't, I guess I wasn't being maybe loyal or not riding with the program, mm-hmm. you know, but I get it. But at the same time, like, I was on a different path, which it led, I'm still cool with them, by the way.
Right.
You know, like we're still cool. Like, still cool with the owner, still love all the people. I still have relationships with them, but I mean, it led me to my journey now, you know, I went to a couple of different schools before.
Really?
Yeah. Like, that was, like, the first one. Then I went to an all-jiu-jitsu school. Then I came back to MMA. And then from there, that's when my career really started. Because I went to an MMA gym. And then shortly after, I took my first amateur fight. And that was it. Like, I went from amateur fight. I did a year of amateur. Mm-hmm. Then I went pro. I did 2 years of pro. Then I got signed to the UFC. So it was, like, literally, like, 3 years of just from coming out of jail to getting to the UFC.
Fuck.
Man, I know people that didn't even go to jail, and it's been 10 years, and they still haven't gotten signed by the UFC.
Do you know who Tate Fletcher is?
No, not off the
How about Jamie Yeager?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I know Jamie.
Yeah, because I'm friends with Tate and Jamie, and they were both on the UFC show at different times and watch him. Jamie Yeager's, I'm good friends with him, man. He's a dope dude. But, I mean, the work and you know, to just get the UFC to even take a look at you or to get in their peripheral is something. So what in the training, you said that you went to a straight jiu-jitsu at some point in time. So you went from MMA to a straight jiu-jitsu and then back to MMA?
Yeah.
And in how long were you in the jiu-jitsu for?
So all that stuff that happened with the Elite Training Center spot was like 6 months.
Okay.
And then the next 6 months, I was at. That's when I went to all jiu-jitsu school, because I don't know. I like jiu-jitsu has been something that I've been really good at off the top, just naturally. Right. I like throwing hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at first I didn't like taking people down. I would throw hands and they would take me down, and then I would submit them because I'm just naturally good at jiu-jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
So for that short time, I was just like, you know what? I'm giving up on MMA. I'm just gonna go full time jiu-jitsu.
Right.
But then my friend Christos Giagos, who's in the UFC now. Hit me up and he's like, yo, dog, like, you're slipping. Come over here. Come to my gym. We're a real fight gym, because they really, like, those guys pushed for the amateurs to fight. Like, they were, encouraging us. Like, all right, you guys want to fight? Let's go fight.
Right.
So then I was like, all right, let me do that. And then I went back to, like, just full MMA.
Damn, dude.
What makes... Let's just get down to it and stop fucking around.
Yeah.
What makes a fighter a good motherfucking fighter? In your opinion, I get it. Everybody's different, but tell the truth.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like what makes me a good fighter is that I'm coming to fuck you up, you know?
Dude, I just fucking got to chill him.
Bro. That was a soundbite right there.
That was a soundbite.
Yeah, yeah,
there was no...
Like, I'm coming to fuck you up.
There was no doubt in
it. No, you should have saw the darkness in the
eyes when you said it.
That, you've got like about 2 seconds to fucking fold up your shit and fucking recount what you said to this guy before he fucking folds you up, right?
Right. No, yeah. Absolutely.
No, and honestly, I try to do it with respect, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because everybody that I'm fighting... is fighting for something for the most part, you know, like my last opponent had a, you know, wife and kids and stuff like that. And I feel it, you know, I respect you, but you're going to do the same thing to me. So I'm coming for you off the top, you know?
Right.
Interesting that you say it's true. At that level, everybody is coming there to fight. They're fighting for something, man.
Better
you know
be.
What I'm saying? Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because if not, then, you know.
Then what the fuck are you doing there?
It's a wrap. Because someone that is going to come in there and get you.
Dude, that's what I'm talking about, man.
That's that killer instinct.
Yeah.
That's like fighting, like when you're fighting and you know you're right about some shit. You know what I'm saying? You're fighting a bully and you know you're right and you fucking have that in your head. You know, it's that type of thing.
There's no fear in that.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Oh, there's fear in it.
No. But I mean, when he says, like.
That's true.
I'm going to fuck you up. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying there's no doubt or hesitation. You know what I mean? Like, he's not.
Yeah. I'm going to fuck you up or die trying.
Exactly.
Yeah,
for sure.
And what about walking? So for you, like, I mean, I was a kid. Look, well, I was a fat kid. I ain't going to lie. I wasn't fucking tough. I ain't going to lie. I wasn't fucking whatever. But
you didn't
I watched
come here to lie.
I watched a lot of Rocky.
That's right. Drank a lot of raw eggs, right? One arm push up.
Fucking one arm push up for like a full at least half hour, you know, right? One day all inspired.
Oh shit.
But one of the things is I always like was kind of curious about like what are the rituals on the way to the fucking ring? And what's going through your mind and what is your sort of idea about entering that ring?
Yeah. I mean, like how you said, you know, you kind of real quick said, like, there is fear. There is, you know, like, there's something one of my coaches told me a long time ago, like, you have, like, a bunch of butterflies, you know what I mean? They're going crazy, and, like, you got to just kind of, like, sit there and just focus on, like, what the game plan was, you know, focus on the work. Like, I mean, the more you prepare, the less nervous you're going to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you're still going to be nervous, you know? Like, even this fight, like, I did a lot of cardio, but I still felt like I was like, man, I should have did more. Like, I'm worried. Like, I don't want to go out there and get tired. Like, and I just thought, but then, like, the more I processed that, the more I went over it and over and over and then kind of fixed myself, get the butterflies. Instead of them going crazy, just get them, like, flying in one direction, you know? Like, by the time it was time to walk into the cage, I was like, all right, I'm about to kill this fool. Like, it was like... I was ready, you know? So, like, I mean, you feel all of that stuff, you know? And I think it's part of that. It's part of it. Like, I want to feel all of it. But the thing is, I prepared for it, you know? If I wasn't prepared for it, then I'd be even more nervous, you know what I mean? But because, like, I just reminded myself, you put in the work, so it's time to go, you know? It's time to perform. One of the announcers at the show, his name is Jonathan King. He's been around forever, but he told me, he's like, hey, man, chase the performance, you know, not the win. And I was like, damn, that's pretty hard. Like, I know it's kind of crazy.
Good. I like that.
It's kind of crazy, but it's just like, for real, like you're prepared for it. Chase the performance, like chase the moment. Like, that's what's going to make you go to the back. I want to go back to the UFC. You know, that's my goal, is to get back there and win the belt. You know, that's what I want to do. So I have to chase those moments, because those are the moments that are going to get me there. Dana White wants to see something spectacular, you know, not.
So what happens? You get signed to the UFC, and you have to perform or win a certain amount of times. And if that doesn't happen, then you're off roster, or you're unsigned until you get a couple wins.
No, so the UFC, like, they do it by contract. Mm-hmm. So like when you get signed, like when I got signed originally, they gave me a 4-fight contract, mm-hmm. and they give you X amount of dollars. Usually when you win, you increase your pay. So that's kind of cool. If not, then you kind of stay at the same thing. And then it's up to, like, I mean, you're supposed to win however many of those 4 fights, and because UFC owes you those 4. They can choose to, if you do good, they can choose to keep you, give you another contract, or they don't, you know. And I've seen guys like lose like 2 times. And get released. I've seen guys win 4 fights.
Really?
And get released. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's no... So it's about the performance. Or?
It's about the performance. It's about even if they like you,
right?
You know, like dude, like there's this dude. I don't want to say his name, but like that. I don't even know, but I know he had a winning record, and he was actually entertaining, in my opinion. But I've also seen him in the local shows, and I could see like. He's kind of a nut, dude. Like, this guy's, like, nuts. Like, his locker room performance is crazy. Spike Carla, I don't give a shit. Like, that'll give him some freaking soundbite, whatever.
Right.
You know, but, like, he's a really, oh, damn, yeah, that's a young me.
Look at that face. That dude looks like a nut.
Yeah, that's young me. That's, like, look, like, no sleeve, you know.
Do you remember
when
that
was
fight?
This?
Yeah, that was in Sacramento. That was my third professional fight. I took that on, like, a week notice.
Really?
Did you?
Yeah.
Look at you. Did you swing in your arm? You're like, yeah, motherfucker, I'm on fucking.
I trip out on this
dude, you look focused.
Yeah, you do.
You look like you're like about to murder this guy.
Look at that. Who's that big guy right there? Who is that guy?
He's commissioned.
All right.
Dude, how the fuck did he get
look at
job?
The gel in that guy's hair. What the hell?
Yeah.
Do you remember fighting that dude?
Yeah, I do. Doesn't feel that long ago. It's crazy as it sounds.
And how long ago is this? Oh, 2016.
Yeah, Kurt Weinrich.
Yeah.
He's about to get his ass kicked or no?
Oh, yeah.
he doesn't have enough conditioning. Look at that.
He was actually like, I mean, he's pretty experienced on paperwork and like, I did a little research on him too. I get weird, man. I like... look up everything. I look up like fam. I'm not super weird, but I like to look up like, oh, are you married? You have
kids? Yeah, I would wanna look up all that shit.
You know what I mean?
Right. Credit score.
Because that matters. Because like, I mean, what like we talked about, like, what is he fighting for?
Look at so here comes Albert. He's stepping into the ring. He's fucking throwing punches. What's your strategy here? You're like, fuck, I'm gonna clock this fool.
Yeah, that's kind of how it was. Until, like, I didn't really know what I was doing. I was just trying to punch people. You know, and then if he took me down.
How far is your reach?
It was 72, but this last promotion said I had like a 69. So I'm either like messing.
Are you shrinking?
I guess so.
You ever fought high?
No, but I spar high. Yeah.
A little weed?
A little bit, yeah.
You hit a little bit of cookies and then hit the
Man, that's the best.
Damn.
If I got some cookies, for sure. I mean, I can't get cookies all the time, but when I do, it's fire, for sure.
Yeah? It opens you up?
Dude, he just knocked his motherfucker down.
It was just, like, wild. I still try to fight with that kind of aggression.
Look at him. Mm-hmm. Man, Albert's wrestling his foot.
But it's
ground.
A lot better, you know, a lot sharper.
Yeah. He's scared.
So damn, man. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, where are you at currently with it? What's going on right now?
Right now, I'm on a 2-fight win streak. I just won the title last weekend. Won the Up Next title.
What weight class was that?
145.
Damn, bro.
That was me at 135.
How tall are you?
5'9".
Right. So 145, 5'9", I mean, it's a little bit stretched out, right?
Yeah. It's not like...
But what do you walk around at? 160?
About like 160, 165.
Right.
Yeah. It's not too bad. Like, because I would be walking around this and still going down to 35. This is my second fight at 145. I've been 135 my whole career.
Yeah.
And then, like, dude, one day I went to pick up my daughter and she felt heavy and I was like, nah, I can't do this. I need to move up in weight class.
How does that feel? How does 145 feel for you?
Amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm strong. I don't have to worry about cutting so much weight. I know I hit harder, a lot harder. Mm-hmm. My conditioning is a lot better. I'm happier on my kids. Like, because when you're cutting weight, you're just pissed off all the time. You know?
Right, because you're fucking hungry.
Yeah, and so it's like now I'm like chilling. Like, dude, I'm a big acai guy. I like acai.
Yeah.
And I had that the day before I cut weight, which is like unheard of, you know?
Right.
So 145 is where I want to be. I mean, I really wanted to go 155, but my promoter was like, yo, dude, chill. Like, let's go up one and then see what's up. And I was like, all right, let's do that. Let's see.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What were the strategies for cutting weight? Like, what's the crazy shit you had to do?
What I do, I mean, I do two ways. I can either do it in the sauna.
Yeah.
Or I can do it in the Epsom salt bath. And the Epsom salt bath, what you do is you put sweet sweat. There's like a cream that helps you sweat. You put it all over your body, like everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you don't put it anywhere, like if you miss out on some spots, then you won't sweat in those spots.
Everywhere?
Everywhere.
Get the fuck out. Okay. Yeah. Does it sting?
I ain't
no.
putting it on a certain part.
Is it sting?
It doesn't sting. It doesn't sting. It's just.
Does the chile sweat?
Yeah, it sweats. Bro. It sweats.
He tries to drop a pound off of it. It's 4 pounds.
every pound counts, bro. Okay. I'm telling you. But you put it on, I mean, and it's smooth. It feels like maybe Vaseline's on you, right? Mm-hmm. But I guess it promotes like your body heating up and all this stuff. Anyways, and then you put a really hot water, like as hot as you can take it, like maybe a little bit hotter than that, and you put just a bunch of Epsom salt. And you go in there, and you go for 15 minutes, right? And then you get out, and then what happens is you have your people, or you just put a bunch of towels on the ground or blankets, right? And then you lay down there, and you have them like kind of roll you up. And you just leave like a little like spot for you to breathe right here, right? So you just get, that's your air. That's your rest time. And you do that for like 2 minutes. And then you go back inside the tub for 15 minutes. And you just kind of do the cycle, right? And I do that 15 minutes three times. And then I go 10 and then 10 and then 7. Eventually, like, because by the time you're at 3 minutes, you're dying. You're like,
right.
You're like, you're.
Give me a glass of water.
Like all, not even, you know, you can't. Because anything you put in, you got to put back out, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, that shit sucks.
How much are you going to lose? How much weight are you going to cut doing that process right there?
I lost 7 pounds in three goes this camp. This
Damn. Camp.
Yeah, I lost 7 pounds in, it was about like an hour and a half.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And so then what's the diet look like leading up to it? Is it a month out? Is it 2 weeks out?
I mean, it's a lot easier now at 45.
Sure.
But this camp, actually, I actually went plant-based.
Yeah,
100% plant-based. I'm not vegan, you know what I mean? Like, nothing against vegans, but I'm not
right.
vegan, you know?
It's all good.
I'm plant-based. You know, but I mean, I would have honey on acai sometimes and stuff like that. Like I said, I'm not vegan or anything.
Right.
But it was easy, but I try to do like 2,000 calories, like, you know, but honestly, like with just the plant-based, I kind of just measured my food, you know what I mean? And just looked at it and I knew I could eat this. And luckily, my kid's mom, she's big into macros and all that stuff like that.
Right.
So, and she's a cook. She's one of the chefs at Tender Greens and she loves cooking. Yeah. She's a beast. She's got her own coffee business too. She loves everything in the kitchen, but she makes my meal preps and it makes it a lot easier too.
And she's up on the macros and all that.
All
stuff.
On top.
And
of
is
it.
That stuff really, really make a difference when you start paying attention?
Big
to
time,
that?
Big time. I felt it. I felt it in my performances. Like I was a little like, because I saw this documentary called Game Changers on Netflix.
I saw that.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know what people say, you know, but what clicked to me was just that, like, there was older athletes taking it and they were still performing. So I was like, hey, it's what this is like. I want to retire from MMA at 35. I'm 31 years old. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm trying to, like, this is my last little go. You know, I got other shit to do after MMA. But, like, right now, I want to give everything I have to MMA so I can make everything that I, you know, I want to be the champ there. I want to be the champ in the UFC. And it sounds crazy, but I've done crazy. You know, I went from jail to the fucking UFC, you know, in 3 years. So, like, I know it's possible. Like, I believe in God. I know, like, if you grind, you know, it's going to happen. So, or whatever is going to happen, but I'm going
to
grind.
Right.
I'm going to grind. So that's it.
Fuck, man. And so, just to end that one particular part. So you definitely saw at plant-based, you didn't hold on to weight as much as when you're eating meat.
Yeah.
It kind of flowed through you more.
Yeah. I noticed that a lot of things have sodium, a lot of sodium in plant-based food. So, I mean, it's a good and a bad thing, like, because you want to retain water as a fighter because you need the water, you need all that stuff, right? But when it's time to cut weight, you don't want to retain the water, right? So, but it was cool because you just cut out those crazy proteins, you know what I mean?
So between the weigh-in and walking into the ring, right, is about how much time?
I would say close to a day.
Because when I wrestled, right, we would cut weight, right, until the weigh-in. And once you get the check off, there was a bag of goodies and drinks and all that other shit. Did you do that?
Yeah, of course. Well, I do it smarter now because I've done it the wrong way a bunch of times.
Right.
Well, you fucking 10 whoppers and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
the wrong
way.
Feel
bloated and like.
Right, you gotta fight
that. Yeah. Farting while you're fighting.
It was bad heartburn. I have a bad heartburn problem. And I knew it was wrong, but I kept eating. I just kept eating.
Right.
But no, now I do it right. You know, I do it. I rehydrate the right way. I get back up to like 162.
Right.
I was ready.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. That's gnarly.
It is. And then what's the weirdest thing that's happened to you in a fight? Like, what's the weirdest thing where you've been fighting?
The weirdest thing?
Yeah, like someone shoot, like the shorts come on.
Losing, man. That's the weirdest thing.
What does that feel like to lose?
It's the worst.
Why?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Because you know why? Because you know where you fucked up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I feel that.
You know, like, it's like the one thing where, like, fighting is like, you missed out on whatever you missed out on, like, it's going to show in the fight. And you get the results right there, and you get the results in front of everybody.
Real fast. You get them. Has there been times where you kind of came off the game plan and then paid for it?
All the time. I'm barely understanding this stuff now. As crazy as it sounds. I've been in the game like 9 years, 10 years now, and like I'm barely starting to understand. Like it's crazy, but I love it. Like it's like it took all this to. I mean, this is when I should have been in the UFC. You know what I mean? Like, this is around the time I should have been in the UFC. But it's cool because I've already experienced that.
Right, now. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's part of the journey.
There's no shortcut to it.
No.
So,
but it's interesting because I think what I feel like you're saying is like, you had an initial, like, you know, sort of natural energy and a natural fight in you, and now you're starting to maybe see a little bit more the chess piece aspect of it.
Definitely.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Has fighting slowed down for you now? Like, now when you're in the fight, are you able to, or is it still like, it's cool, you have everything, and then like Tyson said, you get punched in the face, and then it all goes out the window.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how it was for me. But exactly, the first way you described it, it's kind of slowing down. I'm trying to, I understand, like, it's crazy. It's like, for example, this guy right here, this opponent, I mean, I would just watch film on my own. Like, whenever I noticed, I was like scrolling through Instagram. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? I screen recorded his stuff. So then I would just go on and just watch his fights. And I would just notice things like when he gets comfortable and he starts teeing off on you, like he starts to throw a whole bunch of stuff. Like, that's when he starts to get his rhythm. So, but the thing is, I did notice that he almost overcommits and puts too much pressure. So then if I change my level, take a shot, every time he does that, it'll disrupt his freaking mojo, you know, every single time, you know what
right.
I mean? So it was like, that was something that, like, before I would never even think about, like, you know, like, and I worked it in, I saw it in the game plan. I was like, it's, I'm excited, man. I'm just really excited about this. Like, I feel like I'm unlocked a new Super Saiyan level. You know what I mean? I don't know if you guys know what Super Saiyan is, but that's Dragon Ball Z term. Like, it's just another like level of, you know, I don't know.
You watch that Dragon Ball?
I love it.
And let me ask you this. Well, who's your, like, pinnacle fighter? When you look at the fighting pantheon, you say, that motherfucker was the one that really knew.
Man, that's a hard one. Because, like, it depends on what you're looking for. I guess, like, if you want to talk about, like, technical way-wise, I mean, he beat the crap out of a lot of people. Was Khabib.
Yeah.
You know, like his game plan was just like, I'm going to maul you. Like, you knew what he was going to do, but you couldn't stop it. You know what I mean? And it was
a beast.
Yeah, he'd just take you to the cage. And then, like, little by little, his striking actually started to catch up. And then he actually dropped McGregor because McGregor's too worried about his wrestling that he slipped, and Khabib was able to catch him. You know, it's like Khabib was, I think grappling is like, it's a must in MMA. Like, you can have a good striker. Like, Adesanya, he's a good striker, but you saw what happened when he fought the heavier guy. Like, I think grappling, you need grappling in MMA. It's that's what you need. But, I mean, if you want to talk about, I like dudes like, there's so many. I could say, like, Jose Aldo, the way he used to attack people, you know what I mean? Like, when he was in his prime, he was unstoppable. Mm-hmm. You could even see Conor, like, the way he just, like, stormed onto the scene and, like, was, like, everybody was comparing him to Ali almost, you know what I mean, for MMA. It was weird. Like, he was reenacting Ali pictures and stuff like that. I mean, he changed the game because now fighters get paid a lot more. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you could say, like, he's one of the GOATs, you know? Like, and then you could talk about super old school guys like Vanderlei Silva, who you know what I mean? Like,
the whole blue eyes is the cream in his pants over there.
Those guys are nuts, man. Like, because they fought for nothing but pride, because, you know, they were making money too, but I mean, not like that. They were fighting, like, for their teams. So it's like, they fought, like, nuts.
What's your opinion about Fedor Emelianenko?
Fedor's a GOAT. Like, I mean, he's a GOAT. You know, right, I think it's it's kind of hard to say the GOAT at this point, but he's
right. Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, they say that he never fought like anybody in the UFC or whatever, but I think he would have competed and smashed a lot of fools in the UFC. You know?
Yeah.
It's a lot of good people.
Fuck, man. It's dope, bro. I just admire, I admire the sport. I admire the fighters and the guys that step into these cages and the work that it takes to get there and the discipline, the work ethic. I just respect it all. I mean, I watched the first UFC, had all my friends over at my house for the first pay-per-view UFC one. And it was like, you barely saw an ad for it. You really didn't know. And I was paying attention. Like, I got to see this. I got it. And I remember when I got all my friends over there, like, what the fuck? You mean they're going to fight? Like, what? I'm like, yeah, dude, it's real shit, dude. We all sat around and, like, fucking Tank Abbott and Gracie. And, dude, it was badass. And from that point, I mean, I was a fan from the gate, man. You know, I was a fan from the gate. And so it's just an honor. Anytime I get to have a fighter at this level, any fighter that comes in here is willing to do that and come into the show, man, I'm just intrigued by all of it, man. I have a lot of respect for it. And I think it's great, bro. I'm watching you. You bring a great attitude.
Yeah.
In, you know?
You ever been in have you ever fought in a fight promoted by Zerga on a construction set?
What the fuck?
No.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Damn, man, shit. So is there a fight already planned for you? Do you have a scheduled fight or not right now?
No, not right now. I think the promotion, this was the promotion's second show. Mm-hmm. So I think they're planning to do another one. They're actually pretty cool. Up next fighting, super dope show. They care about, you know, the fighters for the most part, you know what I mean? I've never seen a promotion at this level give out bonuses. I actually talk to the owners and stuff like that. Like, that's another cool thing is, like, I manage myself as well. Like, I used to have a manager, but now I manage myself. And I was able to, like, you know, pull a headline card and not have to pay anybody anything. So it's actually pretty cool. And thanks to them talking to me, you know what I mean? It was pretty cool because a lot of promoters wouldn't do that. You know, they look at me, oh, you're a fighter. Oh, yeah, try to take advantage of. But, yo, go get a manager.
Right. Yeah, you can't talk to us. You need a manager to talk to us.
No. Up Next is really cool, and they're allowing me to be, you know, manage my own self. And shout out to them. But, I want to fight sometime in December. I think they're talking about November, but I'm going to Belize next month. Or
you going with mom?
No, I'm going by myself. I'm going with, I work with a promotion called MMA Event, Inc. Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do is just got to grow the sport of MMA in Belize. Mm-hmm. But they're already growing on their own. There's already a couple of promotions, but we're trying to help out, you know, bring actual, like, instructors over there because a lot of them learn off YouTube and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they do pay for outside sources, but we're trying to bring some even more legitimacy.
Belize, that's where Shine's at, right?
How beautiful. Yeah.
Shine, he's like his father was like somebody big over there, right?
Yeah, I think he was the prime minister.
Yeah, dude.
How beautiful is Belize?
It's beautiful.
What's the best beach to go to in Belize?
Secret Beach.
Does anybody know where it's at?
Yeah.
And what about scuba diving? You ever scuba dive out?
Not yet. I went snorkeling. I think snorkeling. Snorkeling is not the cool one with the pack.
Snorkeling
right?
is where you got the tube and you're swimming at the surface.
Yeah, I did that. I went underneath some caves. Not with that thing, but yeah. I've been out there. Yeah, I went spearfishing.
Right.
Yeah, we've done some cool stuff. My favorite thing to do when I go out there, I have to for sure, is touch the Mayan ruins.
Yeah.
I take off my shoes and I just walk. Yeah. All on the pyramids and stuff like that, and I swear I feel like I get like some extra, like I come
Hell
back with
yeah,
some.
Yeah, you do.
Right.
Yeah. I'm trying to go to the Aztec ruins. I'm trying to go get mine, bro. Yeah, I think there's a warrior spirit over there, bro.
For sure.
He soaked that up.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
And you brought some friends with you, family with you, right? Who did you bring? Who did you bring? Who is it? They've been laughing at everything you said. What is it?
This is Chris and Lucky. Like,
yeah, your name's Lucky too. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Lucky.
Great name.
Lucky times
bro.
Two.
Best name. Yeah, best name ever. Lucky.
Yeah.
Right. You. How did you get the name Lucky? What was that from?
That's from my pops.
Yeah.
They call him Big Legs. He just passed away.
Are you sure?
Yeah?
Does he look like this guy?
Yeah.
You look like him.
Oh, a little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
What is it? A touch.
God be with him. God be, he just passed?
Yeah, he just passed away on the
17th. Oh, all right. Well, we send up our prayers.
Yeah.
From Big Lux to Big Lux. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, hell yeah. That's it, man.
Do you guys ever try to fight?
My brother fights, so he used to train with him, Anthony Romero.
Yeah. Anthony Romero.
Yeah,
right,
look out for that.
So he's the next one.
Facts.
Is that right?
Big facts. So that's their little. So we met because we weren't like we met. We've been homies for a little bit now, but we met through their brother. Like that's their little brother, and that was like my little brother in the gym.
Oh really?
So yeah. from there we connected because like it's literally we're connected through this guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like the same exact vibe. Like he's like my little brother. He's like their little brother. And that's it. Or he is their little brother.
Right.
And we became family after that. Like,
that's it.
Yeah.
Now, so, listen, I got a question, and maybe you can answer it, or maybe you're, I don't know. You're a fighter. People know you fight. Have you ever been with a woman who started shit and then was like, hey, Albert, tell this guy what time it is.
Shit, not yet, man. Not yet. But it might happen.
Good.
Yeah, not
good.
Yet.
Good.
Thank
hey,
God.
Christian Lucky, don't be starting shit just because you're running with Albert.
Yeah, oh, picking fights out.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly.
They train. They train too.
Do
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Is it? Can you actually punch the ground and make your knuckles stronger? Is that real?
I think so.
Do you guys? What's your strategy for?
I don't do that.
Hard?
I don't. Oh no, I just hit the mitts. I think the power comes from the rotation of the hips and the shoulders. You know what I mean? Like, and then precision. You know, I think that's where it's all at. But I do think that, like, punching, like, those, like, a lot of, like, old school martial artists do that. They, like, punch, like, cement
right.
and stuff like that. And I do think it does build calluses and stuff like that. Or, like I don't know what the term is, but I think it does harden it.
Yeah. Are there any fighting nightmares? Like, do fighters ever have, like, they have that, like, you know, everybody's had the dream where they show up somewhere naked. Do fighters have nightmares?
Losing.
Really?
That's my nightmare.
You ever like had a dream where you try to punch somebody but the punch is real slow?
Everybody has that.
I'm asking a fighter. Did you?
Nah.
Now he is.
Yeah. Tonight's gonna have that dream. He's got a nightmare to call you. You fucking jinxed him.
You can. All right. Very good.
Awesome, man. Let people know. Let my listeners know where they can find you, follow you, and peep out you.
Buy
know,
tickets.
Your moves.
Yeah,
that whole deal.
I mean, I'm very active on Instagram social media. I'm not really on Twitter, not because I don't want to. It's because UFC had my profile verified and I forgot the password, so I'm not trying to start over.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm on Instagram, Facebook, but mainly Instagram at Warrior135UFC.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you can pull up to Black House. You know, Black House MMA if you want to come train with me. So,
nice
places.
Yeah, that's where Jamie took me over there.
Yeah, Jamie's like he's one of the bigger guys that I looked up to when I first came in there. Cause he was like in the UFC, he was in the circuit, he was in the Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah.
Jamie's good people.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Where's
man.
The Black House at?
What is it? Gardena.
Gardena. Yeah,
Gardena.
We have a new location. The old one was a secret. Mm. This one you can look on Google Maps and you'll find it right away.
Nice.
Is Spider come by every now and then or not?
Who?
Silva. Spider
yeah,
Silva.
For sure. Yeah, he comes by once his, a, yeah.
It's kind of his spot, right?
It is, yeah. It is. He's part owner of it. Like he's yeah. He's in that mix.
That's like great, man. Yeah. That's the truth, bro.
Right.
Black House is the truth.
When
yeah.
you bump fists with that dude, how hard was that fist?
Yeah, my hands were man. All right, brother. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome,
hey,
brother,
I
man.
Guys, I brought you guys some shirts, too.
Yeah. Nice. We got gifts.
Yeah. Afterwards, you guys can look at them. But these are like my walkout shirts.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For this fight, the guy was The Flash.
Uh-huh.
And
that was his name?
Yeah,
look
yeah,
at
yeah.
this motherfucking thing yeah. we're getting, bro.
Dude!
That's badass! Come on!
So we, there's a local artist from the Valley. His name is Hugo. He made a comic book. It's in Barnes & Noble. I asked him, I told him I need to go into the DC Universe.
Yeah!
To go catch The Flash, and there he is.
Dude!
Yeah. We love that!
To turn you guys God. Into fucking heroes.
Yeah, so these guys, yeah. The sizes, I don't, I text for the sizes, so...
And you guys didn't answer
I
quick
got
enough?
All of them.
I no, did. I got them. I put M, dude. Yeah, yeah. Free shirt. I don't there. Fuck around.
M is there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's two.
Sean, he's shirt rich. He takes forever.
You got the large.
There we go. And then
and
he's
I'm
an XL.
Bumping on the XL. Yeah. Oh, I'm rocking this.
Yeah, appreciate
that's
it,
some
man.
Fucking here, Indian
good,
shit right there.
Yeah,
bro.
One piece.
Yeah.
Belizean Warrior.
That's badass, bro. Look at that thing, man.
Hell yeah.
Look at that, people.
Yeah.
There we go.
This guy looks like he could punch Wakanda off the fucking map.
Man.
I ain't trying to start shit. I'm just saying.
Thank you, brother.
You're tough.
Thank you for the gift, man.
Yeah,
we don't
look,
get
thank
gifts
you.
That often around here.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it.
Appreciate
it. Usually it's Big Lux
sure.
giving everybody shirts. So
yeah,
thank
you,
man.
You just got solidified, though. I'm going to make it happen. Burner, we're going to get on this guy right now.
Right.
So we got this, bro. All right, good. Shit, man. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in today, man. Tonight.
Yeah.
Thanks
it was a me. It was a pleasure and an honor to meet you, Albert. You're a great fucking guy. I love your story. I love your fucking killer instinct. And
do
I
me
wish
one
you...
favor. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, finish.
I was just saying, I wish you all the fucking luck, even though I don't think you need it, but this next 4 years, I want you to win that fucking title.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you real quick. What do you think about people jumping ship from UFC going to all these other...
I think it's smart.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's get your money. You know what I mean? I think it's like even for myself, like people are telling me Bellator and all these other promotions. Like, why don't I go do sign a contract? I don't want that. I want to fight the best in the world, and that's the UFC.
Right.
So until then, like, I'm cool being a free agent and taking these one fight deals and one fight, because then I'm stuck. I'm on my own. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm trying to forget the middleman, you know, and just kind of just wait till I get my stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. On.
Well, if you want to come on. You want to shoot us, you know, your next, when that fight comes up, we'll definitely promote it. Man, come on to our show, because your next victory, I need you on after it.
For sure.
So you can come walk us through it, okay?
Heck yeah.
All right, good shit.
Let's go.
Hell
Sean,
yeah.
What you got, Sean?
It's time to start your podcast. Come on, man.
Right.
Get to it.
Find your voice.
That's right. So hit me up, Sean@movemental.media.
You're not busy enough with this show that you're
man.
Trying to find other shows?
Hell yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hell yeah.
Come okay. on.
Are you kidding me? He's putting together a whole fucking workshop factory. He's got it all worked
out. That's right.
Go ahead.
That's right. Also, don't forget to hit us up, all of us.
Right.
At www.hardluckshow.com.
Okay. That's right. Gumroad, proto episodes,
all
LA
that.
Crime mixtape.
There's audiobooks on there.
Yeah.
Right. By the way, he made a beat for Mr. D. We're going to record Mr. D's reaction, the whole thing.
Fantastic.
Ovando Bowen, LLP, we wear braids to court. Let the tomahawks fly, the best legal representation that money can buy.
That's right. And www.supermaxhardware.com. Check us out for some summer tanks and caps. Cookies SF, @CookiesSF. Check out the gear. We're about to drop a new season on Friday. And @VibesPapers. Your best rolling papers and cones at Vibes. Shout out to Esteban Oreo, Soul Assassins. Shout out to Big Burner. All right, you guys. Hard Luck Show. Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. We're out of here. Hasta la vista.
Just so the listener knows. Look, bro. Shiny, good. Hold up. Thank you. Anyway.
Right. You really don't.
Sean, you could hold up on a minute. Thank you. Anyway.
Right.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.